medications for the money, not patients. In the last 2 years or so, there's been a revolution in the treatment of hepatitis C. Don't be scared. The word hepatitis means inflammation of the liver. Since 2013, two drugs have come on the market, which boasts of cure rates of between 95 to 99%. For many hepatitis sufferers, this seems like a medical miracle, for cures are actually quite rare in medicine, and most diseases are managed by lifelong units of medications. But in 2013 and 2014, two drugs were cleared by the FDA for hepatitis cures, Sovaldi and Harvoni. But despite these drugs, the prices offered by drug companies had made them unavailable to most of the people who need them. The cost? $1,000. A pill. I said $1,000. A pill. Sovaldi costs $84,000 for a course of treatment. Harvoni? $94,500. A recent report from the Senate Finance Committee determined that the pharmaceutical company Gilead Sciences Incorporated, which actually acquired the drug from another company, set these prices to maximize profits, knowing it would price out tens of thousands, perhaps millions of potential patients. Conversely, a lower price would have made these life-saving drugs available to more patients. The company that actually developed the drug recommended a course price of $36,000. Gilead, more than double the price. Senator Ron Wyden, Democrat, Oregon, a committee member, said, "The evidence shows the company pursued a calculated scheme for pricing and marketing its hepatitis C drug based on one primary goal, maximizing profit, regardless of the human consequences. The business of medicine, at war with the meaning of medicine." This is Mumia Abu-Jamal.